Conclusion. Once the congregation takes this commission seriously, it will find that it will grow and mature in its knowledge of and relationship with Christ. It will experience in a new way what it means to be the church in the world. David Schroeder. There is a weakness in much of our speaking and thinking about church discipline. The tone of our discussion somehow sounds too reticent, too miserable, too afraid. This is understandable. Admonition, discipline, and accountability are difficult issues, and, as has been said, grief and heartbreak are at the very core of corrective church discipline. But let us consider something else, the great privilege of our high calling. My brother and my sister in Christ, is it not a joy to be obedient, even when our obedience brings tears? Is it not a great privilege to be able to do the work of God on earth? Is it not a high calling to be a steward of this grand responsibility? Is it not a wonder that He has called upon us to hold each other with such high regard, to love each other with such steadfast love, and to care for each other with such unbending care? Is it not merciful of our great God that He would entrust to us the means of calling each other back from the brink? Is it not holy of our great God that He would desire the purity of His bride? Is it not protective of our great God that He would equip us to combat Satan's influence in the church? Is it not foreshadowing of our great God that He would even now give us a means to anticipate that wondrous day when He will present the church to Himself in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that she might be holy and without blemish? Ephesians 5:27. Is this discussion awful? No. It is serious. It is painful even. But it is also wonderful. We are discussing the things of God. Is it not an honor to be the church? If so, then let us be the church. Let us be the church that Christ founded, the church that Christ is building, and the church that Christ instructed. Let us be the church indwelt and filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us be the church that loves with the love of Jesus. To be able to love with the love of Jesus, that is truly a great privilege and a high calling. We dare settle for nothing less. For further information on this resource and others, I want to encourage you to visit our website at www.walkingtogetherministries.com.